I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Good to have you here today. Michael Flynn will not be going to jail, at least not yet. Flynn was expected to be sentenced today in a federal courtroom in Washington, but instead lawyers for President Trump's former national security advisor asked for a delay, and he got it. Remember that Flynn pleaded guilty last year to lying to the FBI about conversations he had with the former Russian ambassador in Washington, Sergei Kislyak. In court today, Judge Emmett Sullivan uttered some harsh words for Flynn, saying that he had disgust and disdain for the former general's actions. Mark Fisher wrote a profile of Flynn in the Washington Post. He says Flynn and his lawyers were likely floored about how things went down today in court.
They walked in there having had the agreement of the prosecutors that no jail time was called for because Flynn had cooperated so freely and willingly. And then the judge not only says, he questions how much that cooperation was really worth, but he goes beyond that. And the judge says that Michael Flynn actually committed what seemed to him to be treasonous acts, betraying his country. The judge later backed off that use of the word treason, but made clear that he was prepared to punish Flynn in a way that he hadn't expected.
Let's talk about who Flynn was and is, his transformation. I know you've spoken with several people who knew Flynn over the years and saw, frankly, a radical shift in his public persona. Describe one of those before and after portraits that people have given you.
Well, it's really quite consistent across his friends, his family, his superiors in the military. These are people who saw Michael Flynn as a legendary intelligence officer, someone who was not only a great leader, but someone who had a really keen sense of how to elicit information from enemy combatants. And he parlayed that into positions of great responsibility in Washington, including director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. But somewhere along that period, in the time that he was head of the DIA until he was removed from that position by President Obama's administration in 2014, along that way, he began to be someone who put forward what his colleagues came to call Flynn facts. And these were kind of wacky ideas, some of them conspiracy theories, embracing the idea, for example, of Pizzagate, the idea that Hillary Clinton ran a child sex ring in a pizza place in Northwest Washington. So ideas that put him way at the edge of the mainstream, and this got him in a lot of trouble at the Defense Intelligence Agency, and then after he was removed from that position in his new career as a public speaker, as a consultant.
Then comes 2016 and the presidential race, and here he is in July of that year at the Republican convention in Cleveland in a primetime speech.
We do not need a reckless president who believes she is above the law. Lock her up. That's right.
Right. So this sort of firebrand Flynn, Mark Fisher, was he there all the time but just not showing his cards?
Actually, most of the people around him say no, there was a change in Michael Flynn, that they say that he became unhinged. And they think that that happened for a couple of reasons. First of all, he was enraged to his core by being removed as head of the DIA. That happened right around the same time as when his mother died. It happened in a similar time frame as he'd come back to the United States after a long time in overseas assignments, and he'd reconnected with his son, Michael Jr., who had embraced very fringy, extreme, conspiracy-minded ideas on social media. And Michael Jr. drew his father into this new worldview, and that kind of dovetailed with Flynn's own ideas that he had been pushed aside because he wanted America to face up to the truth, what he saw as the truth about radical Islam.
I feel like, you know, it's the old game show, to tell the truth. Will the real Michael Flynn please stand up? Which Michael Flynn appeared in federal court today? Like, who is he now?
Well, Michael Flynn that appeared in court today was directly contrary to the one that his own relatives, his friends, say that he is. So they have been portraying him in recent weeks and months as someone who was forced into a guilty plea in order to stop the bleeding, stop the financial hemorrhaging that's involved when you're under investigation by the special counsel, stop the emotional pain for himself and his family. But the Michael Flynn who appeared in court denied that completely and said that he was freely and willingly cooperating with the Mueller investigation. So very different presentations of Michael Flynn. Which is the real one? We probably won't know until after the sentencing phase is over and he's free once again to speak out in public.
Mark Fisher, senior editor at The Washington Post. He's been writing about Michael Flynn's career. Thanks very much. Good to have you.
Great to be with you.